What is matrimony?
Matrimony is a sacrament which sanctifies the lawful union of a Christian man and woman, and establishes between them an indissoluble union.
For what special purpose did God institute marriage?
God instituted marriage for the special purpose of associating spouses to His creative work in the generation of children, and to care for the souls and the bodies of these children.
What does it mean for parents to care for the souls of their children?
To care for the souls of their children means to teach them the Christian faith, and to give them a constant personal example of fidelity to all religious duties.
Can Christians be united in lawful marriage in any other way than by the sacrament of matrimony?
No, Christians cannot be united in lawful marriage in any other way than by the sacrament of matrimony, because Jesus Christ raised marriage between Christians to the dignity of a sacrament.
Can the state grant an absolute divorce, with permission to remarry?
No, the state cannot grant an absolute divorce with permission to remarry, for it has neither the right nor the authority to interfere in matters of sacrament, nor to separate what God has united.
What are the effects of the sacrament of matrimony?
The effects of the sacrament of matrimony are 1. To sanctify the mutual love of husband and wife. 2. To give them the grace to be faithful to one another and to bear each other's weaknesses. 3. To enable them to raise their children in the fear and love of God.
What is necessary to receive the sacrament of matrimony worthily?
To receive the sacrament of matrimony worthily, it is necessary to be in the state of grace, to be sufficiently instructed in Christian doctrine, and to comply with the laws of the Church.
Why does the Church forbid the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all?
The Church forbids the marriage of Catholics with persons who have a different religion or no religion at all because such marriages generally lead to religious indifference, loss of the faith, and neglect of the religious education of the children.
Why do many marriages prove unhappy?
Many marriages prove unhappy because 1. The spouses have entered it without deliberation or for motives unworthy of Christians. 2. They neglect the duties of their state of life. 3. They do not ask God for help in the difficulties of marriage.
How should Christians prepare for a holy and happy marriage?
Christians should prepare for a holy and happy marriage by 1. Asking God to grant them a pure intention and to direct their choice. 2. Seeking the advice of their parents and of their pastor. 3. Maintaining a chaste courtship. 4. Going to confession and communion often.
In whose presence must marriage be contracted?
To be valid, marriage must be contracted in the presence of the pastor of the parish in which it is celebrated, or of a priest authorized by him, and of at least 2 witnesses.
What is meant by the impediment to marriage between relatives to the third degree inclusively?
The impediment to marriage between relatives to the third degree inclusively means that a marriage contracted by persons related to this degree is invalid without a dispensation, which ecclesiastical authority grants only for reasons it judges to be sufficient.
What is the nuptial mass?
The nuptial mass is the mass during which the priest, in the name of the Church, prays especially for the newlyweds and gives them a particular blessing.
What practice draws down abundant blessings upon married life?
The practice of family prayer draws down abundant blessings upon a Christian home.